From the studios of Books in Motion, this is J.P. O'Shaughnessy, reading Book 2 of The Graham Branch Legacy, The Return of Sam Raish, by George Goldthwait. Chapter 1, Kansas, October 14, 1874. Sam Raish sat atop his saddle, cocked an ear toward the jangle of trace chains, and watched a farm wagon bounce along the dusty road towards him. He wondered how white men would receive him in their complicated world when the driver eyed his dark face, buckskin shirt, and blue army trousers. From beneath a worn gray hat, the man answered Sam's fears. He scowled and clucked to his mules and kept his hand near a holster embellished with the letters CSA. Only 16, but well over 6 feet tall and broad in the chest, Sam carried himself with the proud aloofness of a Comanche warrior. The turkey feather in his black hat and knee-length beaded moccasins confirmed his Indian upbringing. His old friend, John Graham, waved at the driver, but the stranger sneered and uttered a foul curse and continued on down the trail. John stared at the wagon driver's back.
"Don't worry, Sam. There's all kinds of folks moving to town. Once we get you some regular clothes and you've been here a while, they'll come around."
Dodge City's ramshackle building seemed to grow from the brown prairie grass as the two riders approached.
"This is going to take some getting used to."
The son of runaway slaves, Sam had spent his first years living with...